a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And Christina Leavenworth is here this morning with us, with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm better. I've been out a couple of days. I got this little crud that's been going around.
That's not fun.
So my voice is a couple octaves lower, so maybe it's Uncle Meg this morning. I'm not sure.
No, it's not. Not at all.
But I'm back. I'm back. So all is well. I mean, it's just, everyone I've talked to about this thing, it's something's going around. There's no name for it.
I hope I don't get it.
No. I'm across the way from you. I'm not giving it to you, but it's called the crud. That's what
just
I keep
the crud. I'm with you. The yes. ick, the crud, yes. all of that. Yes. I'm with you.
But here we are, have better things to talk about than that.
Yeah.
How's everything going in the real estate market? The weather's gorgeous for
yes.
showing houses.
It's not the crud. It's not the ick. It's
good.
Not the ick.
Good.
We've been really busy, but I think a lot of times when we say this, I think we're the exception, not the norm.
Really?
We've been slammed. But when you're professionals and stuff, I'm in like a business networking group and you have to, do a little commercial about yourself and it's always kind of awkward. But I pulled statistics the other day and there's roughly 3,200 agents in our marketplace.
Good grief. That many, really?
Yeah. And out of that.
Is that the two counties or just
the
scale?
It's the Pensacola Association of Realtors. So usually the members in both counties. And out of that, 1,400 have sold one home. Like out of more than one home.
Right.
And then when you narrow it down even more, so that means like 1,600 haven't even sold a home.
Oh, my then goodness.
Then as you narrow it down, I actually made notes on this.
Wow.
So as far as okay, 1,200 have sold more than one house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 200, only 200 have sold more than five houses. We're in almost in May. That's like less than one house a month.
Wow.
So only 200. Then if you go more than 10 houses, 71. Then more than 20, only 15 agents have done that.
Oh, my goodness.
More than 30, 7. And then more than 40, 1, and that's us.
Wow.
But looking at that, because as I was walking in here, we had some situations with realtors that weren't the most professional.
Mm-hmm.
And losing keys. I mean, it's your one job. It's your one job to, like, be the key keeper.
How do you... I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I really
Isn't
don't.
Isn't that kind of critical
was,
to selling a house?
I was trying to have some grace. And, like, thank goodness the homes were vacant and we found out right away. I mean, they locked the home. They locked it. So at least the home
and
got locked.
And away with the key?
I think the key was in their back pocket.
Oh, no.
And they put it there rather than the lockbox. But if you're only selling one home in the past 5 months, you are so nervous. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh.
And you're probably just like absentmindedly putting the key in your back pocket.
Or... they want to sell it, so they're not going to let anybody else show it.
Yes, I hope that was it. They didn't send an offer. They sent an offer.
That could be the other reason, I hate to say.
I mean, we have great friends at like Ace Unlocks, and I called them, and they came out on Easter. And
Jenny and Chris Roney.
Yes, and they did it right away. So, but that is, I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I had an agent show the wrong condo.
Oops.
Same sort of thing. And the clients were like, we didn't see her, come in. I'm like, she told me she went. This is the most bizarre thing. And then a day later, she was like, oh my gosh, I actually showed the wrong one. So things like
gosh.
That. But again, if you're not doing this day in and day out and you're
like, kind of out of practice in a way.
Really out of practice.
Rhythm, maybe.
Like, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go run a marathon and you haven't like ran, like you're going to get injuries and
Correct.
Stuff like that. But yeah, it's the craziest thing. So I was like, I can't believe this happens, but we don't lose keys. We lock things up. We show the right condos.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the very basics. When you go through the contract, there's so many more intricacies as far as the contract and repairs and negotiations and just being one step ahead. And if you're not, it's not good. So.
Well, I know at my closing, I was floored at the number of pages of the paperwork and how y'all keep all of that straight. And I've had a great realtor that was working with me then, who's also with Levin Rinke, and I thought... okay, I have confidence that they know what they've done. So I'm signing with this trust. I have to trust that what I'm signing is exactly what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And we have a team like where, you know, there's great lenders, there's great title companies. And that is really teamwork is the dream work.
So. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it.
You guys send in questions. It's always my favorite to talk about questions and have things come on
and
in.
The number to send them in this morning it is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Christina is our expert this morning on the expert panel. And I mean, there's a lot to be said right now for the real estate market. Lots of questions, I'm sure. So send those in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, people have kind of gotten used to the new normal with interest rates. Mm-hmm. And they're looking more at, like, what does my payment look like? Right now, more people have post-COVID interest rates than pre-COVID. Like, so they don't, as far as...
So what does that mean?
So all those people on those 2 and 3% interest rates, more people are sitting in the 5, 6, 7s than the people that had those, like, crazy low interest rates.
Right.
So for a long time, the people that had those are like, I don't want to sell. Like, I'm sitting on this magical interest rate. But now most of our people are in interest rates that are going to be equivalent to what they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that all the time. We have people moving in from all over still. I got interviewed the other day and she's like, is it a certain type of demographic? Is it a certain state? I'm like, not really. A lot of them are cold states, but where they're like sick of being cold. They're sick of being cold and they just want to get here. But I mean, I've had Vermont. I have Indiana. I have Utah. We have just like a wide array of things of them coming in. Some are empty nesters. Some are families. Some are big families, homeschooled families. So there's no rhyme or rhythm.
Well, and then you have the military.
The military, of course. So, yeah, you just have, like, a really wide array of different, you know, types of
people. No doubt
about
it. Yeah. Well, what do you think is the thing that's most appealing? When you're talking to folks and they're finally trying to make up their mind whether they're going to move here or not from another state, what is the big, is it the schools? Is it the beach? What is it?
So the wildest thing is all these people at night for their favorite pastime, they're going to YouTube and they're figuring out where they want to move.
Interesting.
So they're going and saying, okay, I think Florida might be it. So then their algorithm's kind of telling them. So it's like, I know I don't want Miami, like small coastal towns. They're looking this stuff up. So then that algorithm, like I have a YouTube channel that they land on, and I'm being honest. I'm like, we have southern accents. We're really close to Alabama.
That's true. Lower Alabama.
If you want fancy shopping, we probably don't have it, but we have a lot of culture. We have people are really nice. We have gorgeous beaches. It's a small town feel.
Right.
And I hear that stuff. We're more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And just being honest about that, they like that a whole lot. And I think they also like the change of seasons, but they do so much research. It's amazing.
Wow. And well, they have to, I suppose, nowadays.
But I've had people that they're getting off the plane and I'm like, hey, like, have you visited here before? Because I talk to a lot of people. So when I finally meet with them and they're like, nope, first time, and we're buying a house. I'm like, really?
Wow, that's brave.
Usually I'm like, let's just do a house hunting trip. Like, look at the areas,
sure.
See what you like, what you don't. But they're like, no, we're set on this. We're moving here. And I'm like, okay,
so
that's great. So I feel so honored. I feel incredibly honored when people do that.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've been able to help them make that decision and move to such a cool place.
Well, I'm always torn whether we want to have it be the best kept secret.
I know.
Do we want more people here? Because a part of me that feels now very protective of our community.
I know.
But at the same time, I know we're one of the most hospitable places around, and especially in the state of Florida.
We really are. And when I talk to people that have moved here from up north, they're like, they said people were nice, but I didn't imagine this nice. I'm like, no, I mean, we're pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something that can be said for us Southerners, I suppose, would be the best way to put it. But it's a culture, and it comes from people who are happy.
Yep.
And let me tell you something, it's a lot easier to be friendly when you're just coming off the beach.
Absolutely.
Lots of things to be happy about when you just saw a play or a symphony or a ballet or the opera. I mean, there's something here for everyone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and then you've got a little bit more rural. There's people like to hunt and fish and do all of that. That's all here, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit of everything. Which
Absolutely.
Is amazing when you
Absolutely.
Think about it. But I also think what's kind of cool, what surprised me when I moved here, I didn't really think about it, but the variety of homes, because we have new homes that a lot of people like the newer designs and the newer looks. But see, I love the older homes. Mm-hmm. So you have the North Hill, East Hill area. You have some of these homes that have been around forever that have that kind of old antique historic feeling. Like you feel like you're moving into something or a family's home. And then you have these other ones that are completely different. I mean, the variety, how do you even narrow that down for buyers?
So, I was interviewed by this company. I guess they're interviewing for something, and they needed to talk to a local expert and reached out to me. And they were asking these questions, so it's kind of funny. Now, you can really find anything.
I should be in real estate?
No, absolutely, Meg. You'd be great. But, so I'm like, if you want acreage, and she was asking, how is Destin different? I'm like, you're not going to find acreage in Destin.
No.
It's gridlock traffic. I'm like, here in Pensacola, if you want chickens and horses and you want to have them on your land, you can find that. If you want a new home that's just massive and a custom build, you can find that. There's so much variety, which I think makes it so cool. I mean, you can still find homes for $150,000, and you're in Florida, and you're where the number one beach in America is. And you can move here. I mean, I have some little condos off of Michigan that are redone for $120,000. Rather than you throwing money, I love this phrase, I don't want a mortgage. Well, you were paying a mortgage. It's just not your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying your landlord's mortgage.
Correct.
So
why not invest in yourself?
At least when you're paying your own, you're building equity. You get better tax benefits. So we just talk to them and hear them out and, just really listen. I think it's so important. I think in this world, a lot of people like to hear themselves talk more than listen and ask the right questions and really peel back saying, what did you like about that home? What appealed to you?
Right.
Would you rather be close to your job or close to things to do? One thing I ask a lot when people are moving from far away, I'm like, how often do you want to be at the beach? And if they're saying once a week, I'm like, Beulah's fine. Pace is fine. But if they're saying every day, you need to get closer because then you're going to be frustrated. You need to be probably within 10 or 15 minutes of the beach if you really want to get your feet sandy every day.
Right.
And we can help them find that in their price point. But just ask them, again, that reporter background, asking good questions and listening to them. And I think that's huge.
If you have a question for Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Team at Leavenrinke Realty, all you got to do is text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Well, you touched on this a little bit. But for me, I decided to get out of the rental situation because it got so exorbitantly high. I thought, good grief, if I'm paying this to rent, I might as well be investing in my own property. But how is the rental market doing? Are we seeing it come down a little bit, or is it still going up, or get a sense of that? I mean, I know
there's more inventory because some of these military people that maybe couldn't sell as quickly as they wanted to turn them into rentals. So there's more inventory out there. So I think it's stabilized some, plus all these apartments going up again, supply and demand all day long. So that's really what we're seeing. Something fun to talk about, insurance rates have really gone down.
Really?
Okay. Companies have gone into Florida, and we're working with a guy right now where I was paying, I can tell my own story, I was paying $3,500 a year for flood insurance because I'm in, one of the bad flood zones.
Right.
And he got it down to
$1,000. Wow.
That's significant. And then just other ones. I've had him re-quote. We were listing a property, and she was paying $6,500 for her insurance. I was like, man, that sounds high. He came back at $2,000.
Wow.
It's to the point where I'm like, is this insurance good? Is it going to protect
right?
us? And he just had, it's an insurance broker. And we have those relationships where we're trying to find the best solutions for our buyers and sellers so we can help them. So definitely, reach out or shoot us a text being like, who's your insurance man? And we'd love to help you.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion because I have a tendency once it's done, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I know. It's a pain.
But at the same time, the savings sound huge.
It does. And he makes it pretty easy. And sometimes he doesn't need new inspections and stuff like that. It's just been huge. So that's a good news because a year ago I was singing a different song.
And I would imagine now is the time to do it before the H season starts.
100%. 100%. And if you're thinking about selling your home, just talk with us. We like to get in the door, and we're going to be honest with you. We are. I mean, I would love – my daughter, she's 9, and she's like, Mommy, what would your superpower be? And mine is always real estate related. I was like, if I could price a home as high as I want and it would sell in one day, that would be the best superpower to have.
Right.
But I don't have that. So, unfortunately, you have to do with what's based on the market. And because we show homes and we help people buy and sell all day long, we also have a really strong gut going, we can see this, and this is where we think it'll land, and I'd rather be honest with you than have false, impressions going forward. And there's a lot of realtors that will tell you maybe they can sell your home for more,
right.
And then they're going to get you to bring it down. And we're always like, hey, we're okay starting high, but we have to have this conversation so you properly plan. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If we're all pleasantly surprised and it sells higher, great.
Yes.
But we just need to let you know that so you can make your best life moves and decisions.
No, that makes perfect sense. Okay, we did have a question that came in this morning. If you have one, please send it in, 850-437-1620. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. This is a pretty good question. When is the Hometown Heroes program expected to be funded again?
So we have someone that is getting money right now, and they're okay. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes contracts fall through and more money comes back. I need to talk to our lender to really see, because those things change. So I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have several buyers right now closing and they have Hometown money and they went under contract in the past few weeks.
Okay.
So I don't know how they secured it, but we can get you with our lender because, yeah, they just have different resources. Mm. We stay in our lane.
Gotcha.
Where it's like we're helping you buy and sell, but when it comes to the finances, I don't want to see your bank statements. I don't want to see any of that stuff. That's what the lender gets, and it works out really well.
Okay, very good. And then another question that came in is, can you still get a home these days if you don't have any money to pay down on the deposit?
Yes, totally. there's a few different ways. There's a USDA loan. So certain areas qualify for that. That's zero down. If you're a veteran, the VA loan, which is phenomenal. But then there's different banks and different programs, and we stay really up to date on that. And we know how to finagle an offer and a deal and structure it so you're paying literally zero. You might be responsible for your home inspection and an appraisal, but again, we can usually get most of it covered where you don't bring anything to closing. The key is you really need to have a good credit score.
Right.
If you don't have a good credit score, we can get you there.
That could be problematic.
But I help out with Habitat for Humanity as well, and we have some really great homes that you're getting.
They've got
a
whole new village that's just opening up, too.
Yes, yes. These are some of their open market homes where they're selling it to the open market, but they still want them to be affordable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a home that's worth $290,000, but we're selling it for a loan amount of $180,000.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's very strict, the income limits. Also, they want to make sure that your, you know, debt ratios are good. So it's a little bit of a unicorn buyer. Mm-hmm. But that's at 1105 West Gonzales. And I've told everyone, I'm like, if you qualify for this, I do it all day long. It's instant equity. It's a 4-bedroom home. It's it's beautiful. It's hardy board. It's it's awesome. Huh. And it's close to downtown. So there's some options out there for sure. Just like let us know. Call or text us anytime, 850-378-1260. And we're always here to help you.
Okay, so what are the trends now as we go into spring? What are you seeing that people are really coming to you and saying, I want this kind of home? Isn't there a kind of a trend that happens every year? Or is it the same thing? Or what are you seeing out there in the market?
I mean, people are still wanting all neutrals and stuff like that. But we still have those accent walls where they want, you know, like kind of a hunter green. Or they want some trim. Trim is so cool. Wallpaper, still really cool.
Really?
But in doses. Not all over.
Because I was thinking that had kind of gone out.
Not the weird banner wallpaper. We want to knock that down. But if you're in a, like, powder bath and you throw some wallpaper up, it's a nice pop of so there's fun things like that that really add value to a home. And a lot of times when we look at your home, we're going to say, they're like, I really think we need new cabinets. I'm like, I don't think so. I think you just need to, we have a guy that can paint them and they're going to look good as new.
Right.
We want to keep as much money in their pocket as possible.
Right. Okay. That's a good advice. And one of the things that Christina and her team does so well is that you do come in and you take a look, especially for someone that's thinking about selling, and you take a look and do that walkthrough.
Yes.
And then the truth comes out, what needs to be done, because you might think this looks great. However, it might be off-putting. It might be something that you're doing that you're just used to, and you don't even see it anymore.
Yeah, we walk through with you, and we're very tasteful about it. And so a lot of people ask, what is your special sauce? So we have a two-agent approach where you get two agents for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
I am the nice, like, butterflies and puppies person. And then usually I team up with someone who's a little bit more like, it smells like cats in here, or something like that. And then and we balance each other really well. And, again, you're just getting two agents for the price of one. So that is, you know, being more diligent about feedback, being able to, because a lot of agents, I mean, they can't even lock the door, let alone pick up the phone. So calling them, being like, did you like it? Did you not? Can you?
They're afraid to be honest with you because they don't want to lose the sale.
No, I mean, no, because they're not under contract. They just showed it, and they're not making an offer.
Right.
So I'm just like, are we off on price? Like, can you tell us here? Because that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And they just won't pick up. So we have to, like, stalk them. But having two agents, and as far as that, getting open houses, getting it on tours of homes, being able to just really put energy into it.
Right.
I think that's really our secret sauce. So I'm doing more of the behind the scenes stuff as the agent on my team is doing, you know, communicating with the client and making sure that they feel great.
Right. Have you got anything going on this weekend?
Oh my gosh, always. We have tons of open houses. I don't know.
How do I find those? If I'm thinking about I'm going to start looking. So now where do I start?
Yes. So really just Google us, and it's bestrealtorsinpensacola.com where you can find all of our listings. And we post a lot on social as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? All the syndicated sites do a really great job of highlighting the open houses. And I honestly, I'm not going to fight Zillow. Zillow's a great place to look. Let's be honest. It's organized. And a lot of people tell me that's their like favorite social media app. So, they're like, I'm on Zillow all the time. And we actually utilize something with Zillow where I'm not going to fight a beast. I'm going to have that beast empower me. We do something called Zillow Listing Showcase where we pay a pretty penny for it, and it makes our listings come up to the top.
Smart.
And it's an algorithm. It also has different photos. And originally they told me it was 80% more shares, views, and saves.
Mm-hmm.
We have evidence of getting 1,500%
more
saves, views, and shares.
Wow.
So we utilize that on our listings. Which is really great. So again, we use the power of Zillow behind us.
That's smart.
Because again, that's where people are. You have to go where people are.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I'm always checking it out to see.
I know some realtors are like, ugh, Zillow. It helps people out. It's a user-friendly site.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our stuff has open house on it on Zillow. So if you filter by open houses, you can see all the ones this weekend.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Do you ever come across a house that you're selling that is just your favorite that you really think, this is the one, this is a good one?
Oh,
Come on, people, come look at this one.
All the time. Sometimes we want to buy them.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the fun part. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is so pretty, or I love the charm, and all the time. I mean, I have a gorgeous Pensacola Beach townhome on the Gulf that's been
design.
They had high-end designers.
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning. And I'm like texting my husband, like, how can we make this work? It's gorgeous.
Yes.
So, all the time we see mm-hmm. them where it's like, ooh, I live here. It's like, maybe now I want to live in a condo.
Right.
That's the problem with realtors. We get antsy. And we're like, ooh, mm-hmm. this would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I'd be tempted all the time.
Absolutely.
That's why I stay away from animal shelters.
Oh, I know.
I would go home with a dog every time.
I know. Me too.
Sure, I could be a realtor for the same reason.
No, me too.
Well, one of the things, too, that I've noticed is you find that there's a decrease or increase in people interested in the condo market now that you've mentioned it.
So as far as investors, I feel like they've been priced out a little bit because of the interest rates and the HOAs for them to cash flow it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as primary homes, I mean, we just sold one on Pensacola Beach. I think it closes on Monday, where it's, top floor, Emerald Dolphin.
Nice.
And, yeah, so we're still selling condos all the time, but the investors are priced out. So,
interesting.
Or maybe someone wanting a second home.
Mm-hmm.
When we have those people call us, we talk to them and say, hey, I think we can get you going, but it might be, it gains an appreciation and it breaks even and you get to use it. To me, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a win. So we just adjust their expectations.
And then the Airbnb and VRBOs and all of that kind of stuff, how does that affect you all?
If you're buying one of those, they transfer the bookings and mm-hmm. whatnot. But there's a lot of inventory on that, too. So
right.
if you have a really special place and a really great location, it's going to do amazing. But I know when people started doing them in regular neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those people that live there got mad. They're
right.
like, and a lot of the HOAs never imagined that it would now be a vacation rental. So they
mm-hmm.
had to do new regulations and stuff. We're not seeing as much of that because those just aren't really landing unless you have it priced so low.
Right.
Someone might want to beg to differ on that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have an exception. But for the most part, if you're coming here on vacation, you want a view or you want to be in a really nice place.
Close to the water, most likely.
Water. So being in Pace, and a neighborhood without a pool, and unless it's just really priced low, most
mm-hmm.
people are not going to go there.
No, it's like, I'm going to go ahead and do a B&B down the street.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes left. Anything you want to mention, Christina, before we go?
Well, always follow me on social media, Christina Leavenworth. You can always send me a message anytime there. I'm checking it all the time.
She does great video posts, by
I try to.
They're so good.
Yeah, well, I'm even better at selling real estate.
Yeah.
People tell me that all the time. Like, I love your videos. I'm like, well, I'm even better at selling real estate. I'm just doing these videos so I can connect with more people and sell more houses. Let's just be for real.
Yeah.
So social media or text 850-378-1260. Put that on speed dial on your phone and just write favorite realtor, and you can text or call us anytime. And that rings out to my team of all mm-hmm. highly trained agents that I have vetted and trained myself. And we're here to help you. Even if you're like, what color should I paint my walls? Right. Let us help you. Or if you're like, okay, who's that insurance guy you were talking about? Mm-hmm. We're here to help. Our goal is just to be your real estate advisor for life. Whether you buy or sell, just, you know, it all comes back to you.
Well, it makes sense to me. I'm going to be calling you if I decide to make a change.
That's absolutely.
For sure, Christina. Okay, we've been talking with Christina Leavenworth. She is the realtor with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. If you can, one more time, just give us that website where we can go.
Yeah, just Google Christina Leavenworth, and I'm not a secret agent. It's easy to find, but we're here to help in any way.
Best Realtors Pensacola.
Best Realtors in Pensacola.com.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Christina, for coming in. It's always a pleasure. If you're looking for a new home, when you're thinking about selling your home, give them a call. Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.